Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as if you want to meet scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now listen, if you want to check us out online, lots of people subscribing, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live, and then what you do is you click onto it and then subscribe to our Rumble feed. Okay, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ. Acts 4:12. Check it out. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. And just to remind everybody today, folks, if you're all wondering which direction to go, put your eyes forward upon the hills, friends. 121 of the book of Psalms says, "My help cometh from the hills." As we keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ, we will go to the throne room of grace in the time of need, and we will be equipped by the Holy Ghost to do what needs to be done on this earth as it is in heaven, the same way that the Lord was faithful to the faithful among our forefathers, okay? He's not going to deny himself, neither is he a man that he should lie. Look to the Christ, look to the Christ, look to the Christ, and you will find him. That is if you seek him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Read Jeremiah 29:11-13 when you get a moment, and we will pick it up from there, okay? So, folks, notice all of this crime being promulgated, broadcast through the mainstream media. It's always the crimes. Always the crimes of this person or that person or this corporation or that corporation. Notice it's never the corrupt in government, and notice it's never the corrupt in the corporations that are allied with the corrupt in governments. Isn't that interesting how that works? And you thought those agencies, friends, were created to protect you from the big guys. Just the exact opposite. Just the exact opposite. Go to Jeremiah 11:9, and you will figure this much out. I've got a lot to cover today. Look to the law. Is this legal? Question mark. If you look to the law, you'll know who's lying to you, and you'll also know who's breaking the law. Look to the law and ask yourself what you're seeing happen on a nationwide basis coming from these agencies and corruption in government, not good government, corruption in government. Folks, when you look to the law, you can always tell if it's legal or not and who's lying to you and who is not lying to you, okay? Just want to make clear, we're all looking to the law that was established through common law. The reason I'm saying that is because this was just sent to me just a couple minutes ago, and I want to share it with you. This is coming from the DHS. Folks, do understand what I said many years ago is manifesting today on a daily basis as to who is precipitating domestic insurrection. It's corruption within the government. It's corruption within the mainstream media. And it's corruption within the church and these agencies that have been created. Don't doubt a word that I'm saying to you, friends. And if you want to go to the DHS, well, let's go there. And I want you to hear as to what the DHS just posted on their site today. You ready for this? Here we go.
A new bulletin issued by DHS. And if we go over here to Homeland Security's page, we can see at this National Terrorism Advisory System alert page that there's a new bulletin. And it says that the United States remains in a heightened threat environment, as noted.
Who's creating that heightened threat, friends? Who's creating the domestic insurrection?
The dynamic and complex nature of the threat environment.
Here, let me stop right there. I want you to think of this for a moment. As I was just pointing out the fact that the mainstream media does nothing but magnify the crimes of those that are responsible for the crimes. They're called criminals. When you hear this, what you're really listening to, friends, is the fact that government and the agencies within are not doing their job. Let me say it again. And this isn't a broad swipe of a brush. This is just true. When you hear them do nothing but magnify the crime, what you're missing is the law that's to condemn the crime, okay? This is called backwards judgment, Isaiah 59, and this is exactly why we are seeing manifest what we are seeing manifest today. I want to go on with this bulletin. Just came out from the DHS. Let's go on.
In the coming months, expect the threat environment to become more.
They're forecasting.
And several high-profile events could be exploited to justify acts of violence against a range of possible targets. These targets could include public gatherings.
They're forecasting.
Institutions, schools, racial and religious minorities, government facilities and personnel.
It's never corruption within. Pay attention.
Structure like the grid, internet.
The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves.
Ideological opponents. They say that threat actors have recently mobilized to violence due to factors such as personal grievances.
Okay, no. Extremists and their ideologies comes down to those that hold to the Word of God and to those that hold to the Constitution and the enumerated laws found within that they are continuously tearing down. Remember, folks, dictators of the past and what's happening in the present, they create the problem. Okay, then they come in behind closed doors and make themselves public as playing out as the problem solvers. Okay, you need to understand that lesson, because if you don't understand that lesson, you're not going to understand what's going on here. Let me say it this way. Again, the angel of death comes to my aid. Mengele, Joseph Mengele, he was an SS officer. He was the angel of death for the crimes committed against the innocent. He was the one that said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. That is a nation that's fallen to the judgments of a Most High God. Let's go on here.
To current events and adherence to
the DHS is forecasting, and they're already, friends, polarizing the groups that they want to polarize. They're pointing their finger at the groups that they believe that these alleged attacks will come from. No, pay attention to history. Who's creating the problem? Who plays the problem solver? Okay, look what's going on here, folks. I'm going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to come back with John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute as to what he just wrote on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just played a little piece of a piece that was given out just 45 minutes, an hour ago, friends. And it was posted, Heads Up DHS posts new terror advisory bulletin. They're forecasting this, friends. Warning of new threats in the coming months. Man! They are predicting all of this. Isn't it amazing how this just fits, friends? There's nothing that doesn't first happen that's not first planned. Friends, who said that? President Roosevelt said that back in the 1930s. Folks, they can't predict this kind of stuff. You just can't predict the things that they're predicting, and it's interesting how they've already got their end aim as to who they're demonizing and who they're pointing the finger at. I'll tell you who they are, friends. They're their political opposition. This is how you tear it down. They're trying to make righteous men and righteous women throughout the land enemies of the state. Okay? And the way that you determine what is and what is not concerning those that are being labeled enemies of the state or not is you look to the law. Okay? Is what they're doing legal? Absolutely not. The DHS doesn't even have any constitutional standing, friends. As far as that goes, neither does the FBI, neither does the CIA. Does anybody understand that these agencies that were created after September 11, 2001, folks, under the Patriot Act, which is the act of tyranny? And did I forget to tell you, not one person read the Patriot Act before it was signed at 3:30 a.m. 3:30 a.m. Has anybody taken the time to understand it's not the Patriot Act, it's the act of tyranny is what it is. Just to show you where all of this is coming from, our friend John Whitehead, the legendary, he just put out a brand new article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The U.S. government is waging psychological warfare on the nation. Of course they are. Where do you, hey, folks, if they were doing their job, they would be putting crime away. They wouldn't open the doors to the criminals the way that they have been for decades in this country. Folks, what you have is a bunch of people in federal and state governments, and instead of enforcing the law and restraining men from sin, they're doing just the exact opposite to feed the bureaucracy so they can get more control over the slaves. The slaves are those that don't know the difference. Hosea 4:6. Okay? But look at this. John Whitehead, the national attorney, friends, constitutionalist, Christian man, the U.S. government is waging psychological warfare on the nation. Well, how do you do that? Well, you just, well, you don't let a good crisis go to waste, or you create the crisis, one of the two. And if anybody's paying attention, I know a lot of people are talking about Matthew McConaughey right now, and man, he's just a great actor. And folks, he's an actor. And they're listening to, even the conservatives are talking about his powerful message. He's an actor. And right on cue, here he comes. How is it that the American people have somehow or another taken these people that are actors acting in concerning playing the parts of men and women that are not them? How is it that somehow or another that the American people have put a line of credibility to each and every one of them? Because I don't get it. You know, Matthew McConaughey, you know what? He's probably a cool guy, but he's being called up to parrot what he's being told to parrot. Is he not? Well, what are you talking about? Here, let me just show this to you really quick. This is Matthew McConaughey, I'm sorry, and I want you to check out what he has to say here, because this seems to be making its rounds right now, and some people need to wake up to what is in fact happening, and I'll get to that in just a moment here, okay? Here's Matthew McConaughey. Check this out.
He's already in contact with Corpus Christi University.
He's reading all of this.
Future college enrollment. 9 years old. Maite cared for the environment so strongly that when the city asked her mother if they could release some balloons into the sky, in her memory, her mom said, oh, no, Maite wouldn't want to litter. Maite wore green high-top Converse with a heart she had hand-drawn on the right toe because they represented...
He's playing the emotions of the American people is what he's doing.
Can you show these things, please?
Isn't it interesting how he's been given a microphone and a camera put up to his face at the presidential Oval Office? Isn't that amazing how that works? Where's mine?
On her feet.
I'm curious. Where's mine?
That could identify her after the shooting. How about that?
Whoa. He's an actor. Okay. He's an actor. Just want to make sure everybody understands he's an actor. Isn't it interesting how he has gotten a free hand to speak at the presidential pulpit in the Oval Office? And I've also noticed, since this allegedly took place in Texas, I have seen no narrative that counters the mainstream media's narrative. Not a one. It's all about playing the emotions of the people. Not a one of them has brought up the fact that 94 to 98% of all of these shootings, these mass shootings, take place at gun-free zones. In other words, politicians have made our children soft targets. Instead of arming the parents, oh, by the way, if you go to Israel, you go to foreign countries, those teachers are armed big time. They don't have these kind of issues here in America. See, what they're trying to do, they're exploiting these mass murderers by trying to blame the law abiders for the crimes of the law breakers. That's what they're doing. But Mr. McConaughey, he didn't think that one through, did he? Nope, he didn't. Hey, folks, I want you to see this, and I'll read this to you. But this is found posted in the Yorktown, Virginia Museum. I want you to see this. It's called the Hanover Resolves in 1774. By the way, for those that don't know their history, Yorktown is where the British gave up. They surrendered to George Washington and to our militia and to our patriots. and to our new system of government in the United States of America. What did they say? Our cause we leave to heaven and our rifles. We have Second Amendment God-given rights for a purpose. The purpose is for exactly what we're seeing here today in America. Our forefathers during the Revolutionary War sought God. They went to heaven and they acted, James 2:14 through 26, right? They acted by using their rifles to throw off tyranny if they had to. That's the reason for the Second Amendment. I thought we all knew that. I wanted to show everybody this because the hypocrisy with McConaughey stinks to high heaven just like the rest of them. Okay, I don't know why these people think that they're people of importance now, and the American people have been deceived along with those that are doing the deceiving. John 8:44. And it sickens me to the core, to say the least. Here's a picture of Matthew McConaughey with his personal security, armed guards, much like the other said celebrities and politicians calling for gun control. Hey, folks, McConaughey is a little puppet parroting what his master is telling him to parrot. Oh, and if you know Matthew and you'd like to have a conversation, I would love to have him over here. We'll take him to school because apparently he still thinks he's acting. And he's not. This is not surreal. This is tangible. This is very real as to what's taking place in this country, friends. Here, I want you to see this on social media platforms. And if not, I will go ahead and give it to you, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. And or, beforeitsnews, top left side of the page. I want you to see this. And for those that are listening in 156 cities, listen carefully. Most mass shootings happen in gun-free zones. Matthew knows that because if Matthew didn't know that, he wouldn't have armed security detail. Now, would he? Are we thinking? When I tell you, friends, constitutionally and according to the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, that there is no debate, there is no debate. Folks, our constitutional rights are not up for debate, nor do we care for the opinions of those that mean to strip us away of our God-given rights. Okay? Let me go back to this. Most mass shootings happen in gun-free zones. Of course they do. According to the Crime Prevention Research Center, gun-free zones, areas where guns are prohibited, illegally, might I add, have been the target of more than 98% of all mass shootings. And where does that take place, friends, in a majority of the cases that we know of? In public schools. These are the people that are saying that we need to make the kids a safer haven, a safer refuge when they go to public school. Well, first of all, they shouldn't be in school, right? Proverbs 22, verse 6, that falls to the parents. And then they wonder why the kids act the way that they act. Read Luke 7:35, and then maybe you'll understand that. But here's the bottom line here, friends. Okay, the ones that need to be held accountable for the crimes of the innocent, like I said last week, are the politicians that have created policies undermining the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And if you don't want to take it that way, you can rest assured that sooner or later, as I've said 100 times, you're going to lose your God-given rights. Our rights are not up for debate. Our rights are not up for debate. We'll be right back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Attorney General says the Justice Department is conducting a comprehensive and transparent review of law enforcement's response to the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
I know I speak for all of us, and I think I speak for everyone in the country, saying our hearts are broken by what happened in Uvalde.
Merrick Garland calling the tragedy heartbreaking, adding it's not a criminal investigation. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde before he was killed by a Border Patrol agent. President Biden says states aren't using billions of dollars passed by his administration to reform police departments like it was meant to be spent. Biden added he sent a request of $300 million in this year's budget to Congress to hire more officers in addition to having better training. USA Radio News. An armed man is arrested outside the home of a Supreme Court justice.
A California man in his mid-20s was found to be carrying at least one weapon and burglary tools on a street near Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home. We're not sure who, but someone informed police that this person might pose a threat to the justice. The man did not make it onto Kavanaugh's property in Montgomery County, but was stopped and arrested on a nearby street. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The hottest weather of the year is expected to heat up the Southwest this week. Forecasters say records that have stood for decades could fall. The first 110-degree days are forecast to roast Phoenix and Palm Springs Thursday on the way to 113 by the weekend. That's about 10 degrees hotter than average in both desert communities. And Michael Phelps has been voted into the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Hall of Fame. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You know, isn't it interesting how people, you know, when you call out these agencies and government for corruption, isn't it interesting how people like, oh, what are you doing, Bradley? Those guys are, you know, these agencies, that's the FBI that you're talking about. That's the CIA. That's the federal government. That's the state government. Yes, you're right. And they're there to uphold the law, not to tear it down. They're there to protect the American people, not to attack the American people. See, there's the difference between a carnal mind and a spiritual mind, right? We uphold the law. We don't tear down the law. Romans 3:31, we establish the law through faith. Read Matthew 5 as well. Someone online just said, isn't this the same Justice Department holding Americans since January 6th as political prisoners? Case in point. And by the way, my friend, the one that just posted this, please look to social media platforms because I want you to see this. According to the Washington Examiner, we have seen this several times, but the FBI is now confirming that there was no insurrection on January 6th. Nope. They had to create that situation so they could create their political opposition. And who is their political opposition? Those that hold to making America great again. Those that seek to uphold the law against the tyrants. And I've made this point several times as well. You know, if Joe Biden is there lawfully, friends, then why did they have to raise the fence up? around the White House. Let me ask you another thing. Why did they have to use our military, our family members, our grandpas and our dads and our uncles and our cousins and our brothers and our neighbors? Why did they have to use those in the military to defend Joe Biden from the 80 million people that allegedly voted him into office? I want to tell you why. Because they didn't vote him in, and they all the while know it. So what did they have to do? They had to create a situation. And that's exactly what they did. Okay. Again, Washington Examiner, FBI confirms there was no insurrection on January 6th. If there's an insurrection, look to the corrupt. Look to those that are guilty of treason. Look to the repeat corrupt politicians. Repeat criminals they are. Look to those that violate the law rather than uphold the law against and to condemn the wicked. No, they're not condemning the wicked. They're condemning the righteous. And that is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. Read Proverbs 17:5, friends. Here, I'm just going to go over there. Proverbs 17. I may be off, but hang on a second. Or is it 15? Hang on. That's why we always double check. No, that's 17:15. Forgive me. Proverbs 17:15. Okay. What does it say? He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination unto the Lord. And I'll tell you what, when you put yourself in that position where you become abominable in the face of the Lord, it's just a matter of time. It's just you're daring the justice of God at that particular time. And I want to tell you, who else is guilty of daring the justice of God? Those that allow the criminals to play out what it is that they're guilty for in tearing down those laws that they are to uphold. Okay? Just wanted to make clear. Proverbs 17:15. Okay? That's why we double check over here, friends. Let's get on to the next point. This is this guy, once again. They call him Joe Biden. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, this guy has one foot on a banana peel and the other one's already stepping into hell. He's an empty uniform. We've seen this over and over. He's incompetent at every level. He's a liar. He's guilty of plagiarism. We've seen that in 1988 and throughout his career. We've seen him commit the act of treason with, by the way, Ukraine, right? Where is he stealing our tax dollars from? Our tax coffers? And who's he giving it to, friends? The Ukrainians. Isn't that interesting? Right in the face of the people. They're not hiding anything. It's interesting. They had a Fox reporter or a useful idiot over there talking about how they're establishing in Ukraine a new world order. We've seen this in Australia through the pandemic. We're seeing this in Ukraine. And who are they using? Well, they're trying to get the American people and their sympathies attached to a homosexual, a Nazi Zelensky, a comedian who likes to play instruments with his genitalia. I played these videos for the American people. And folks, how it is that people don't understand, once again, speaking of actors, McConaughey, now Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, he went from being a comedian to the president of the United States of America because the people just didn't know the difference. And who's propping him up? The American taxpayers. Who's being attacked? The American people. Come on, folks. Let's call it for what it is. People are sick and tired of this. Let's go back to the Second Amendment. McConaughey, on the heels of this, what the American people tolerate, accomplices to the crimes that are being committed against themselves, Numbers 32:23. Check this out.
The amendment, like all other rights, is not absolute. The right
is not absolute, said Joe Biden. The Second Amendment right is not absolute, he said.
Second Amendment are not unlimited.
They are not unlimited. Oh, we have a limited government, friends. This is what I'm talking about.
Not unlimited.
Not unlimited. Oh,
it
yeah.
It has been.
It always has been. What was the purpose of the Second Amendment, folks? How many shows have we done concerning the Second Amendment? The purpose of the Second Amendment, just like I showed you a couple minutes ago, friends, over at Yorktown, our cause we lead to heaven and our rifles, our forefathers fighting the Revolutionary War, fighting for their independence while they were throwing off a tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God. Hence, what is it that we have? We have a slogan, and what is the slogan that we have on these T-shirts, friends? Hang on a second. rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This was created by Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, Roger Sherman, Robert Livingston, John Adams. I don't know what Joe Biden is talking about. And furthermore, the Bill of Rights come from God. They don't come from these individuals that don't know their place, like Joe Biden. I've highlighted this. Let me reinforce this into the hearts and minds of the people, that when you read the U.S. Bill of Rights, that is premised upon the seedbed called the Declaration of Independence, where we receive our certain unalienable rights given unto us by our what? Our Creator. Let me go down just a little bit as I think in my mind concerning what it says after that, although that there is four references to our Creator in that documentation. And if you want a little bit more than that and you want to see what smacks of the pulpit, go back to the Mayflower Compact, which precedes the Declaration of Independence, which was kind of like the preamble to the Declaration of Independence concerning our forefathers. It says, those that work for us, that they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. But where do our rights come from? Our Creator. And if we want to hold on to our rights, we must fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. But going to the Bill of Rights again, friends, concerning the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia, Americans, being necessary to the security of a free state, not a state in bondage, the right of the people, the right of the people, the right of the people, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It shall not be violated. Period. Okay? Hang on a second. I want to give you another quote by, live radio, face off. And I'm thinking about Samuel. I'm thinking of Samuel Adams. I'm sorry. I'm just looking for the quote, and here it is. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable, law-abiding citizens, from keeping their own arms. Is that what Biden said? And let me ask you something. What would you expect from a carcass like that? I mean, he is an incarnate, empty soul, is what he is. I just had a lawman tell me last week, Bradley, I don't know how much more this country can take of it, of this administration. It's criminal. Of course it's criminal. I think that people just want to see how far they can go before they see if God really means what he says. I really do. Folks, I'm going through the whole Bible again, and I've read the Torah. I was done with that a couple weeks ago, and it's just nothing but the people holding to God's commandments and his statutes and his judgments. And there was blessings, and there was cursings, Gerizim, and there was Ebal. Blessings on one mountain, and there was curses on the other. You're partaking with the curses because you're not holding in obedience the word of God to obtain the blessings any longer, the way that we used to. This is crazy stuff going on here. Okay, where Joe Biden, like I said earlier, you got a McConaughey up there parroting his master, and then he leaves and he has armed security detail all around him, and it's just absolutely insane that anybody would even listen to that guy. And what's even worse, friends, is when you look at what's going on through the mainstream media, I have not seen one outlet, not a one, stand in stark contrast to the narrative of stripping the American people of their God-given rights. I have not seen, not one of the mainstream medias, not a one of the outlets. I've not seen a one of them. This is what I want you to see concerning your God-given rights. We've proven this 1,000 times. Our rights come from God. Expressed a desire. This is the preamble of the Bill of Rights. Just again, so you can understand, this is here to reinforce our God-given rights, the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. But the conventions of a number of the states having at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction, a Joe Biden, or abuse of its powers, a Joe Biden, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. Now, why were those declaratory and restrictive clauses added? I want you to listen, okay? And as extending the ground of public confidence in the government, okay, will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. There's no, folks, there's no debate. And I don't mean to go there, but I just get angry about the stupidity that some people parrot. We just had a guy recently say, this fight is coming to your door. All of us will be forced to pick a side. I wish it were not so, but it is. Folks, how long ago did I warn you of this continuously? Amos 6:3. Now the mainstream media is beginning to parrot what Scripture says. They're a little bit behind the eight ball, but they're finally picking up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rachel from Michigan. I know God orchestrated my encounter with Bradley Dean this past summer. His radio show instantly became my family's favorite. We are so thankful for his bold message bringing light to the issues we are facing. If you want the truth from a biblical and constitutional perspective, then you've come to the right place.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Just to show you about what I'm highlighting right now as to those that are responsible for the crimes being committed on the innocent. Anybody that understands Scripture, the judgments committed on the guilty is a mercy of God because it protects the innocent, not the other way around. Okay. A matter of fact, that's a different show, but I'd love to prove the case in point of the conversation I had yesterday. We'll talk about that on another day. Forgive me for even inserting that into the conversation because the last thing I want to do is confuse anybody. Woo! I had a little fun there by myself, right? Okay, so just to prove the point that what we're dealing with is corruption in the institution of government, not all, but a good portion of them, and this is what's highlighted. Did you see this? Attempted Reagan assassin John Hinckley sells out New York City concert venue. Hey, folks, only in America... Okay, only in America, can one try to assassinate the President of the United States of America. Just forget about all those connections between the Bush family and the Hinckley family. Oops, did I say that? Yep. Only in America can you attempt to assassinate the President of the United States of America and have a federal judge say that he's not a threat to society anymore. Attempted Reagan assassin John Hinckley sells out New York City. Is that God's judgment? Just the exact opposite. It's blood for blood, folks. Life for life. Okay? And Deuteronomy 19:19 tells us that what they mean to do to you, you are to do to them in judgment to set what? The fear of the Lord behind or before the eyes of the others that they may not do it as well. Isn't that crazy? Oh, my goodness. You can't make this up. This is your government that you tolerate. Soft judges produce repeat criminals over and over and over again. Recidivism. What is it? 70-some percent of those that go into prison, they come out, they commit another crime. They go back to prison. Once they're released, they go out and they commit another crime. They get out and they go back after prison once again. They commit another crime. Folks, this is the system of government. And guess who's paying for all of this? You are. Taxpayers. Why? Because this is what you tolerate. Right? Folks, again, the responsible party is us, not somebody else, not our politicians. They're a part of the problem. I was just highlighting during the last segment there, towards the end, we have an individual publicly now say, this fight is coming to your door. How many times have I brought that to your attention? Now people will listen. Yeah, they don't want to listen to the prophetic. Nope, they don't want to listen to that. They want to listen to their favorite talking heads finally say it. But he's right in what he said. The fight is coming to your door. All of us will be forced to pick a side. No doubt. Well, we were already told that by George W. Bush, the little devil himself, that's still alive. He's not even a good liar, but he's a liar, Proverbs 19:9. And it's interesting to note, friends, that he was the one that said after September 11th, either you're with us or you're with the terrorists. Guess who they're trying to create is the terrorists? Americans. The American people, enemies of the state. Just pay attention to the DHS, friends. This is easy to see. There's no question about who's responsible for creating their own enemies more than what you're seeing today. Okay? This is craziness. But he said the fight is coming to your door. All of us will be forced to pick a side. He said, I wish it were not so, but it is. He said, you're not their opponent. You're their enemy. And the sooner you recognize this, the better prepared you will be before the moment it hits home. Whoa! My goodness, he must be listening to the Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty Radio.com show making reference to Amos 6:3. Well, Bradley, what does Amos 6:3 say? It says, well, I'm going to give you all of the versions, and then I'll stop at the King James Version, okay? Because some of these translations are fantastic. You put off the day of disaster, Americans, and you bring near a reign of terror. Whoa! Yep, that lines itself up with Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. Yes, it does. 16, yes, it does. 17, yes, it does. Amos 6:3, another version, translation, you push away every thought of coming disaster, but your actions only bring the day of judgment closer. No, not your actions, Americans, your inactions. That is what is adding strength to tyranny today in America. That's why the DHS is broadcasting and forecasting things to come now, because that means they're ready and they're prepared to now create another situation so they can attack their political opposition all over again. Mark my words that this is going to go on until the American people put a stop to it. Mark my words. Furthermore, mark the words of the Lord, Amos 6:3. The conservatives of the day are now starting to catch on to Amos 6:3. Which we have made reference to for years. Okay? Listen. Oh, you who put far away the day of disaster and bring near the seat of violence. Yep. It's going to come to your front door if you don't put a stop to it, Americans. Okay? And it's going to come to your front door because, again, of your inactions. Here's another one. You dismiss the day of calamity and bring near a reign of violence. Conservatives are now saying that this is going to come to your front door. What are you seeing now? They're attacking your Second Amendment. They want you disarmed at all costs, Americans. Look what they got away with concerning the plandemic. Look at how the big tech companies censored all of the good people trying to tell you the truth of the matter. Folks, for those that are just waking up today or just, you know, they still have their heads stuck in the sand, I'm telling you here, friends, the revolution's already started. But I'm telling you, I want a reformation. I don't want a revolution. But the fact of the matter is, I must respond lawfully to regardless of what state in the present that we're in, yay or nay. Okay? I will do the right thing before God by His grace in upholding the laws found within. Okay? Let me go to another one. Woe to you. Woe is a curse in this particular case. Woe to you who put far off the day of doom, who caused the seed of violence to come near you. I'm not making it up. Hey, folks, again, question everything I'm telling you. Look to the law. Is what you see playing out today in America, is it legal or is it not? Well, most will say, Bradley, absolutely it's not legal. Well, then what is it that you are doing if we, the people, are the government in this country and you see corruption within tearing down, trying to recreate something that doesn't exist concerning a global order rather than to magnify the law to keep us free, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Whoa, let me give you another one. We're going to Amos 6:3 right now, okay? Do you put off the day of calamity and would bring near the seed of violence? Here's another one. Do you put off the day of calamity and would you bring near the seed of violence? Different translations. Here's another one. This is the Amplified. Do you put off the day of punishment? You yet cause the seed of violence to come near you. Why? Because you do not keep the judgments of God. This is in the book of Amos. Amos was a burden bearer. He was a prophet. He was the one that the Lord used to say that he set a plumb line. And the people are not going to go beyond this anymore. How many times did we talk about it? And now we're here. And what are we seeing? We're seeing this onslaught, aren't we? We're seeing this tsunami. We're seeing this influx of crime having its way, regardless if it's against the law or not. And why are the bad guys doing what the bad guys are doing? Because they see the good people of the United States of America, as they call themselves, aren't going to do anything in retaliation lawfully against their crimes. 329.5 million people in this country. And for those that do nothing, you're an accomplice. Here's another one for you. Amos 6:3. Holman Christian Standard Bible, you dismiss any thought of the evil day and bring in a reign of violence. You cause the seed of violence to come near you. American Standard, okay? Some of these you have to be careful of. You are cruel and you forget the coming day of judgment. Judgment falls upon a wicked and a disobedient people. Okay? That's who it falls to. Now let me go to the King James Version. You that put far away the evil day. Okay, instead of dealing with the corrupt, you just act like it's not going to happen. You are the ones, saith Amos 6:3, that are responsible for causing the seed of violence to come nigh unto you. The conservatives today are saying, friends, finally. Notice it always takes them a year, two, 3 years to catch up to the message here. Right? They're now starting to say that the fight is going to come to your front door. It is going to come to your front door if you continuously ignore your obligations before the God that you say that you love. And I'm talking to 86% of the people that profess to be Christians. You love God, then keep His commandments, right? Read 1 John 2:6, John 14:21. And folks, for goodness sakes, read the Torah and then read the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence as well as the Bill of Rights. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.